Two adobe homes in Big Bend, one in Texas, the other in Mexico, seem to call to each other across the Rio Grande. They have soaring rounded roofs that reflect the desert sunlight. They are prototypes constructed with sun-dried mud bricks reinforced with straw. Their design can be traced to ancient Egypt, and they are handmade. They were built with a plan and a dream by the Swan Group, led by Simone Swan, a former officer of the Manil Foundation of Houston. They are strikingly simple, imperfect, yet sculptural. Courtyards with lattices built of zigzag mud bricks capture the night air. Earthen walls help to keep a constant temperature inside. Domed and vaulted roofs constructed with small adobe bricks are 14 feet high. Swan studied an ancient technique to build roofs with the Egyptian architect Hassan Fathi. He adopted the design in the 1940s when he discovered peasants constructing mud brick domes and vaults as their ancestors had. Fathi, who advocated decent housing for the poor, built by the poor, died in 1989, but Swan vowed to continue his work. She chose a mesa in Presidio, Texas for her home and a valley in Ojinaga, Mexico for a worker's residence. The Ojinaga adobe measures 550 square feet and includes a separate kitchen and a bathroom. It was completed in 1995 for only $5,000 and an abundance of mud bricks and sweat equity. A domed ceiling rises above the kitchen. Vaulted ceilings cover living areas. Adobe built-ins include banquettes, a coffee table, and a bed. Swan's larger residence also is built economically. A row of geodes decorates a bedroom wall. Tiny skylights in the dome of the guest house are made from tinted drinking glasses. With these earthen works of art, the Swan Group has brought Fathi's desert vision of low-cost housing to another desert in Big Bend.